The Gemara Masechta Gittin Daf Lamed Vav and Daf Lamed Zayin discuss at length the mitzvah of Shemitah, in particular Shemitah's Ksofim, the halacha that during Shemitah all loans get canceled. When we speak about Shemitah's Ksofim, there are really three mitzvahs asay involved and one mitzvahs asay. The mitzvah asay is the Torah Kedosha says, Shmoit Kobal Mashi Yodai. That is the mitzvah asay. If somebody asks for his loan to be repaid, he's over the lois asay of Layigosh Esreyehu. If somebody doesn't lend money before Shemitah, on the concern that Shemitah will come and cancel the loan, he's over two mitzvahs asay. Because the Torah says, Hisham l'cha penyeh dover im levavcha b'li'al. And we know that wherever the Torah uses the word Hishamar or pen, it means a mitzvah lois asay. And therefore, somebody who does this is over these two lavim. When we speak about the mitzvah of Shemitah's Ksofim, there's a Bachlokes Rishonim, if this is a mitzvah asay, that one has to verbally articulate that he's canceling the loan, or this is a mitzvah, or the loan is canceled automatically. Most Rishonim are of the opinion that the loan in the Shemitah year gets canceled automatically. And in fact, therefore, if somebody does collect such a loan, he's over the lav of Gezeila, because the money is not his. The Urayim, however, is of the opinion that if the Malva does not verbalize that he is canceling the loan is still due. However, even the Urayim is of the opinion that the Loiva should call the Malva to Bezdin, and Bezdin will demand of the Malva that he cancel his loan, as the Torah tells us to. Just like Bezdin, we have in many places in Shas, forces somebody to fulfill any mitzvah asay, so too, this is a mitzvah asay that Bezdin has to demand be fulfilled. Actually, this question of how do we view what Shemitah's Ksofim is, one could suggest, is really based, really should be looked at the end of the sugya. Because the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis says, Hamasa Choy B'Shvius, if a loiva comes to return a choiv in the Shemitah year, Tzarech Loimer, the Malva is supposed to say to him, Mishamatani. So, Pashup Shat, and that's the Raya to the Reim, that only because the Malva says, Mishamatani, is the loan canceled. Otherwise, it wouldn't be canceled. However, the Mordechai, quoting the Rebbeinu Avigdor, says that that's not the way to understand the Gemara. He says that Shemitah's Ksofim, the loans get canceled automatically. And even if somebody did not say Mishamat Ani, the Choiv gets canceled. Just the Torah gives us another mitzvah. The Torah tells us there's a mitzvah to say Mishamat Ani. But even if you don't say Mishamat, the Choiv gets canceled. And the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel says, The Malva is supposed to say to the Leiva that's trying to give back the money, Mishamtani v'kva niftarta mimeni. So the Lashon of kva niftarta mimeni seems to indicate, like the Mordechai, that you're already not obligated. The fact that I'm also adding on top of it, v'kvar niftarta mimeni, that you're not obligated to, v'kvar niftarta mimeni, that you're already potter, but I'm also doing the mitzvah mishamtani. Actually, there is a tzois. The tzois is in Simen Samach Zayin, Sef Cotton Aleph. And the tzois says that if we look at the din of Shemitah's Ksofim, they're actually based on the Psukim that we've learned at the beginning of the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Lo Yigosh. There's a Pasuk says that you're not allowed to demand your Chayv back. And there's another din that the loan gets canceled. So it could be that this is exactly what the Gemara means to say. In other words, the loan gets canceled. But in order to fulfill the Lo Yigosh, how do you fulfill the Lo Yigosh? By saying Mishamtani. And actually, this is connected to another question. When does the loan get canceled? The Pasuk says, Miketz Shevashanim. So, from this Pasuk, it seems that at the end of the Shemitah year, an Erev Rosh Hashanah of the end of the Shemitah year, that's when the loan gets canceled. When Rosh Hashanah comes on the night of the eighth year, that's when all the loans are canceled. And that's what the Michas Chinuch says in Mitzvah Tov Ayin Zayin Ois Dalet. However, there's a very interesting rush, and it's very relevant, Laloch Lamaisa, because as we're going to discuss, our Gemara, and that was that's how this entire sugya begins in our Gemara, is that Hillel established a prosbul. And the question is, when must the prosbul be written? Most poskim are of the opinion, as we just said, that since the choiv is canceled erev on the last day of the Shemitah year, the prosbul should be written on that day, Erev Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year. Because according to most Rishonim, the loan isn't canceled until that day. The Rosh, however, is of the opinion that at the beginning of the seventh year, the loan gets canceled. So now the question is, how does the Rosh, and it's interesting that many people are makbid for the Shita of the Rosh. And the question is, why? So of course, the simple answer is, because we want to be sure that our loans are not canceled. But actually, there's another question. And that is, the other question is, the Pasuk says, how does the Rosh answer what it says beferish in the Pasuk, Miketz Shevashanim, that only at the end of Shemitah are the loan canceled, not earlier. So with the Vart of the Ktsois, it's very understandable. Because the Ktsois says, that there's two dinim. There's a din of Layigosh, and there's a din that the loan gets automatically canceled. So yes, the din that the loan gets automatically canceled only happens at the end of the Shemitah year. But there's another rule, and that is the rule of, and that is the rule that Lo Yigosh, that you're not supposed to demand payment. That law already begins at the beginning of the Shemitah year. And in order to avoid the lav of lo yigosh, you have to make a prosbul, says, on Erev Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that one should be machmer like the Rosh and already write a prosbul Erev Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. However, the Chasam Sofer says we only have to follow what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that we write the prosbul at the Erev Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year, and we don't have to do different than what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Once we're quoting this Gemara that we learn on the Daf Lamed Zayin on the base, where the Gemara says, Hamasa Choy B'Shvius Tzorach Loimer Meshamet Ani, and then the Gemara says, Vim Omaloi Afa Became, but if the Loiva says to the Malva, even though you're saying Meshamet Ani, Afa Became, still take the money, your Kabbalah men of the Halacha is he should take it. And Rava continues, Omer Rava V'Tolilei. V'Tolilei, there's a number of Pshatim. Rashi says, V'Tolilei, Toleu Ala Eitz, very sharp wording, hang him up on the tree, at Shiitein, until the loiva returns the money, V'Ein Ka Mishum Issa Negisha, and you're not over Issa Negisha. So the question obviously is, that if we're learning that in the Shemitah year, or loans are canceled, so how can we force them to pay something that isn't there? So if we learn, like the Urayim, that until we specifically are meshamet the loan is not canceled, so then we could understand Rashi a little better. But if we learn, like most Rishonim, that the loan is canceled, so what's Rashi saying? I'm forcing him. How could you force somebody to pay to do something that he's not obligated to do? So the Ramban has a very interesting approach. The Ramban's approach is as follows. He says, if the loiva would never approach the malva, then the malva indeed can't say anything to the loiva. Only because the loiva approached the malva in this Gemara, only because the loiva approached the malva in this Gemara, so we see that the loiva has some sort of interest to pay back the loan, but he doesn't want to have to do more than he's obligated to do. That's when the halacha is you could totally lay. But enechanami, if the loiva never approached the malva, then this whole Gemara doesn't begin. And in fact, I saw that Reb Chaim Kanievsky quotes a story from his uncle, the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish owed somebody money. The Shemitah year passed, and the Chazon Ish came to the Malva to pay him back. The Malva, knowing the Halacha of our Gemara, said, Meshamet Ani, and the Chazon Ish did not say, V'af al pikein. And the question is, our Gemara says that the loiva is supposed to say V'af al pikein. Not only is the loiva supposed to say V'af al pikein, the Gemara says, V'tolilei. We're supposed to force the loiva to say V'af al pikein. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky explained that the Chazon Ish understood that this loiva never really wanted to pay. And since that this malva never wanted the money back, since the malva never wanted the money back, the Gemara is only speaking about where the malva wants his money back. And once the loiva, says the Ramban, approached the malva to pay him back, so V'tolilei, let's make sure it happens. But if the malva doesn't really want his money back, then there's no din that you have to pay back because the loan is indeed canceled. There are others that say, a chiddush, that the lav of lo yigosh only means that the typical means of collecting a loan, of going to a bezdin, do not apply in the Shemitah year. But here we're not talking that the malv is going to take the loiv to the bezdin. He's only v'talilei, that you could do even on loans of Shemitah. Other Rishonim, however, because they don't agree with Rashi's approach, because again, the question is, if the loan is canceled, how could the Gemara suggest v'talilei? So they explain what the Gemara means is that the malv should stand there v'talilei with his hands out, so to speak, expecting the loiver to pay back. And the loiver will then be embarrassed not to pay back, and he'll pay him back. But not that you could force them in any way, because indeed the loan is canceled. But then I saw a very interesting shot from the Ravid. The Ravid says, v'talilei is a whole new pshat. The loiver came to pay back the malva. The malva says, mishamatani. The loiver says that even though you're saying mishamatani, abdikain, I want to pay you back. Says the Gemara, that even though that's what the loiver is saying to the malva, v'talilei, says the Gemara to the malva, wait, and be sure that the loiver really wants to pay back. Because if the loiver doesn't want to pay back, and he's only saying a perfunctory for afropikain, then you're over loyigash. And the only way you can be sure and be allowed to take the money is if the malva, if the loiver shows that he truly is interested in paying back. That's the way you can be sure that you're not doing the wrong thing.